There was a lot of flooding in Vermont this past summer, so the Vermont legislature is advancing legislation requiring big fossil fuel companies pay a share of the damage caused by the weather. Nader Hashim, who's a senator, a Democrat from Windham County, says it's time to have fossil fuel companies pay their fair share. Well, I wonder if the fossil fuel companies wouldn't just cut off Vermont. Vermont has lots of trees to burn, bicycles and skateboards to ride. This is what several California cities and counties are doing. They're suing Big Oil for allegedly suppressing evidence of climate change dangers. Communists say everything done is done in the name of the revolution. It's their way of justifying destruction of the private sector, stealing private property, limiting choice, increasing expenses, shutting down newspapers and other forms of free speech, creating whole new classes of criminals to be fined and imprisoned. And this has always been the case. It has never been otherwise. Well, today I'm starting to wonder if everything just isn't done in the name of climate change. It's brilliant. Massive, crippling mandates requiring electric models to account for 60% of new urban delivery trucks, 25% of tractor-trailer sales by 2032. 8 states now planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars in the next decade. The streets of Havana come to mind. And where do the residents of these leftist states move when their lives become impossible? This is Wonderful Coastal Georgia and News Talk 1100 WCGA.